KDJW Mobile.
Doing there, KD2 VNG Mobile.
Haven't you in a while. I'm doing good. Headed over to the airfield to do some test flights this morning. How about you? What you up to?
You just put another camera on one of your drones. You were gonna test it out. I just the usual. Do some shopping. I gotta work my way over to my property in Clinton. I want to see that, what I'm doing on that property is I'm basically in the process of demolishing a bunch of things. And I think the best thing to do with rental property at this point, believe it or not, is put up a fence, put little steel storage buildings to make storage. People will pay for that.
I held on to mine for about 7 or 8 years, which was about 5 years longer than I wanted to. But, people will do it. I finally figured out how to have a goodwill half of it and dump half of it and give away what's the remainder. If you haven't put your hands on it in a few years, you don't need it. That's the way my wife looks at it anyway.
The only thing I could really come up with, because, you know, what was on the property now is basically those four beer can trailers that have been there since the Reagan administration, probably the first Reagan administration. And, you know, what some derelict is going to rent them from you for $200 a month, you're not going to make any money on that. But I started thinking, you know, people are a problem. Goods are easy. So tear it all down, fence it off, put some sort of half-hearted security system. And, you know, put those steel sheds, those locker buildings, which is going to cost a lot of more money, but, you know, I don't have anything else now.
It's a way. It's something in motion, which is a good thing. With that, you don't have to worry about plumbing, right? Or water heaters or freezing water lines breaking. Or you do have to worry about electricity, though, because the security needs the electricity. And in some cases, the one I was renting was climate controlled, and they get a lot more money for those if you put an HVAC system in there. But I think that's optional. They had both, but usually they didn't. The only thing they had left that was open was the ones that had HVAC.
About that property is there's actually four or five power feeds and as many septic tank systems. So whoever set it up for the trailers did it correctly. But the other thing, yeah, what was I going to say? Yeah, you know, back when I lived in the Florida Keys and I had property near the water, I used to rent out houseboats to people to stay in, and I also rented dock space. You know, the difference between the two is if one of my houseboats sinks, it's my problem. If your boat sinks, it's your problem. Because one of the other plans I was going to have for that property is you pay me X amount of dollars a month to put your own trailer there. That way, you know, you have water and sewer and whatever, and it's anything else is your problem.
But when I first got married, that's what I had. My first go around, not my second one, but on the first go around, that's the guy had the hookups, but that's it. I came to washer and dryer and hot water heater and all that stuff, and the lines going down the inside of the trailer that didn't freeze overnight, that was all mine. It wasn't any of his. And all he had was a concrete slab, power, and a pump, and a septic line. Four things. That's all he had.
And that's it. Although, then again, there's only four such spaces, so it wouldn't be that much money. You know, what do you pay a month to rent to take your single wide or double wide, or probably not a double wide, your single wide thing or your whatever thing, and plop it down on someone else's lot? What do they get, about $200 a month?
Because I think back then, in the late 70s, it was 40 a month is what I was paying. If memory serves me correct, it's about 40 a month.
There you go. So those were the three plans. Leave the decrepit trailers there and try to rent them out. I don't know. You're not going to get quality tenants. You know, plan number two was leave those sewer and water hookups. And okay, for $200 a month, you could park your own, you know, mobile comb, whatever thing there. And the third possibility is make storage buildings, those metal storage buildings, and make parking spots for campers and RVs and boats, because people need place to put their boats.
There is in the asphalt and the metal buildings, I guess you'd build them with metal buildings, the fence around the perimeter, the security, right, is watching what's going on. And the code to get in and out, and probably somebody there to man the gate for when there's problems. The one that I had a person there, but they weren't there every day of the week. They'd say if you need somebody's assistance here, they're working on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays or something like that. I don't remember what it was. Otherwise, you're on your own. But I think manning the gate is probably the biggest cost.
Yeah. You know, and now that I think about it, it's probably the most costly plan to go with. You could spend 10, 20, 30 grand, I'm just throwing numbers out there, trying to set up that property to do that sort of thing. But in any case, no matter which way it goes, I'm guessing that demolishing everything is one of the prerequisites.
Instead of making it make money for you, you could put you up a house there and put up a ham tower, whatever height you want, and ham it up for a long time to come. Put you up a nice tower.
Pretty much almost do that where I am now. I mean, I am in Grey Court, not out in the turnip field and with the horses and the cows, but, you know, putting up antennas and things wouldn't be that hard in my current location.
Clinton land from where you, if you had to like go over there and do something to, if an issue came up, is that an hour drive, a 2 hour drive? How far is that?
It's not nearly that bad. I would give it 35 to possibly 40 minutes. You know, it's not close, but it's not like it's an hour or two. I used to have, when I had that house in Greenville, it was 35 minutes either way. So, you know, where Grey Court was kind of between the two.
I was working at Michelin. There was a buddy that worked with me. He worked in a cube across the hall from me. And he had several of those places like you're talking about. And we planned to do something on a weekend or something like that. He couldn't do it because he had one of his tenants' water line broke, or somebody cut through a power line when they were digging a trench, or something happened like that. And he always had something coming up like that constantly. Then he got a job out in Seattle, Washington. So, and he kept his land and he kept renting, but he hired a company to do what he was doing. And to compensate, he bumped the price. He said, okay, I got to hire a company. It's going to increase, and I haven't had an increase in years, so here's an increase. And he moved to Washington. Let that be somebody else's headache. And made less money, but still was making money. W4DJW.
PNG. I wouldn't mind living in the Pacific Northwest, pretty much anywhere but Seattle. or Portland, Oregon. Almost anywhere else in Washington or Oregon. Seattle. I'll tell you, man, everywhere you go in Seattle, you're either walking up a hill or down a hill. Plus, property prices there are almost like in New York City prices by now. That's got to be the second most expensive place to live, other than maybe the Bay Area.
I think you're right. My new neighbors that live next to me, that's where they came from. They moved from Seattle to the house right next to me. And I'm thinking that they probably had a whole lot less house for a whole lot more money and made it so that they could come down here and get a whole lot more and only spend half of what their investment was. Anyway, I got to get out and open the fence. Nobody is here at the airfield, so I'm going to have it to myself. I'll be back in just a minute after I get out, if I remember the combination. K2BNG, W4DJW.
Got you there, but I guess we'll talk later. W4DJW, KD2BNG, I'll be clear.
W4DJW, clear.